Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Episode 38. Our picture in your house, literally in your wardrobe. Check it. Welcome along. Thank you for giving me your time. I will take 30 minutes of your life and I will cherish it. I will breastfeed it and I will feed it with, what do they go on after? They're after milk. They go on to this kind of gooey kind of carrot, gurkha and mud put together in a kind of, and then they eat it and then they just shit it straight out. Welcome to Parenting Hour. So what's been happening? I'll tell you what's happening. Svadia is in the middle of a heat wave, apparently it's hotter than any other place. That's what all the papers seem to be saying. They seem to say that it's hotter than Spain. Okay, so I love the way they do that. They never quite get to like the Middle Eastern countries where it's really, really hot. But the rest of Europe, they look around and they go, yes, Nordmaling is hotter than Geneva today. And Geneva go, where is Nordmaling? But and the Swedes have reacted in good fashion. Some reduced to no fashion, reduced to no shirts. That is always a big no-no in my books, and I haven't got many books. But one of the books, if you open the chapter, it says men with man boobs, men with weird-looking stomachs are not allowed to walk around. You're not allowed to enter a shop. Okay, I'm not a kind of body fascist. Okay, I'm not saying you can't not take your shirt off, men, ladies. I don't know. I don't feel it's my position to tell you what you can do as a man. I'm telling my fellow brothers of the boob, I'm telling them that they should not at any point enter a shop to purchase anything or to browse the magazines or, I don't know, to work in the shop, okay, if they do not have a shirt on, unless their job is life-saving guard, swimming guard at a swimming pool. Yes, then take your top off. Or that's it. It's the only place. It's the only place in the world, in the occupied world, the occupation world, where you cannot, men, walk around without your bloody shirt on. Okay? Don't go into a shop and say, yeah, I'll have a Korv. Can I have a Korv, please? With your t-shirt over your shoulder and you're just there like this sweaty little shave grease, okay? It's just a thing. It's just a thing I've got, you know? Because, hallelujah, summer is here, okay? What happened was, it was kind of winter for about a day, and then winter, then all of a sudden, just summer. Summer's happened, right? It just hit like May, and summer seemed to occur. It was born. Golden days and golden sunshine. Not golden showers. Golden everything happened. Now, Swedes are convinced this is it, okay? There is literally no turning back, okay? We're on a roller coaster. We're going high. No, we're on a roller coaster and we are flying down. There's no stopping us, okay? There's been a warning. There's no stopping us. We're out of control. Summer's here, so get yourselves out there. Every Swede, currently, I've got some statistics here. Every Swedes have 84 more grills per lifetime than any other Scandinavian nation. There we go. And also Zimbabwe. They have more barbecues than Zimbabwe. Swedes will pick up a korv if it hits the ground and eat it, even if it's been 3 or 4 seconds. Such is their Viking ways. Okay? That's what I saw the other day as well. A man doing a grill with no shirt on. Not allowed. I've only got one rule. No shirts in summer. No non-shirts in summer. Okay? Inside? Yeah. Inside? Walk around in the shower? Yeah. But don't be walking into shops. Do not walk into shops. Do not cook food with no shirt on. That is disrespectful to A, the guests, B, the horny squirrel in the trees, and C, for the meat for the animal that died. There we go. So summer's here and everybody's going crazy. There's a bit of a spring in the step. You know, people are walking along. I caught a smile from a neighbour. And then I looked down and I had some toothpaste just around my mouth. So there was the smile. That was fine. But there was still a summery smile. I will admit, I've had a grill. I've gone for the grill. And the grill was, it was a lot of pressure. You know, I had to start the grill. The grill didn't start. And then a couple other people got involved and suggested they should do this. And the grill started. So, yeah, grills want to have fun. That's all I want to say. So now we're in the middle of summer. There's no turning back. And as I say this, as I speak before you with clothes on, not a shirt off, I will tell you this. It looks like, to me, it's going to rain. Okay, so we've had 3 days of hot. On the fourth day, the Lord said it will piss down over Sverige. So rest in peace to the Swedish summer. I think it's over. I think this is it now. So I apologize. I apologize for that. A lot of big cities I've been in. A lot of big cities. The big cities I've been in. When the heat comes. When the heat is on. What I love about this podcast is if a song comes in my head, I'm banging that tune, yeah? I'm singing that song. I'm laying that beat. I'm hitting it like a cooked bit of meat. Even if you're walking along with no shirt on, don't do it in the street. A lot of people get quite, shall we say, full-on aggressive. You know, the heat rises, the temperature rises, and their temper rises, okay? They get a bit kind of, you know, especially I've been in the London Underground. I don't know if you've done that. Very, very hot place. No air conditioning, nothing. And tension is tension. So I had a tense moment, and I'm going to tell you that story right now. Last Friday, I was on my way to a meeting to meet a very special person in the Hornstull area. Yes, you know who you are. Anna. And I was, it's one of our first times of meeting, you know. So I was very respectful for time. You know, my opinion is if you set a time for something, you got to be there. Okay. No excuses. You know, I don't know how they used to do it in the old days. I mean, nowadays it's kind of a lot easier, isn't it? Because if you don't meet someone, you just SMS them, don't you? Or you send an emoji, sad face emoji, femminuta, something like that. Or see you tomorrow, and like a bice or something like that. Or a what's the fruit? The fruit that looks like a penis. Answers on a postcard, please send in to Al Pitcher. The question is, for this week, what's the fruit that looks like a penis? If you know it, write it down. You could be in the chance to win that piece of fruit, not the penis. So I was a bit tense, right? So I thought, I don't want to be late. But then I also thought, I haven't really eaten that well, you know? So I popped into a local supermarket, which you don't need to know the name of, Ica. And I run around and I get two bananas, okay? Big shop, two bananas. I'm now queuing up, okay? And I've done that Swedish thing. I'm only in one queue, okay? Nothing's split off yet, okay? But I can feel that a new till is going to open, okay? You know that moment? And I'm waiting, and I'm in full kind of leaning mode, right? I'm leaning to the left, okay? Politically as well. I'm thinking, if the other one opens, the far right, I'm not going there. I'm not going to Trump counter, okay? So I'm thinking going to the left, right? And then the woman I'm behind has decided to pay for her meal in, I think, 74 different ways, okay? She's got factura, she's paying in Indian rupees, she's got polar bear toenails, she's doing everything. She's paying every way you can pay for some shopping, she's doing it, okay? So I'm starting to get a little bit, I'm getting a bit watchy, okay? I'm getting a bit wrist watchy. I'm kind of looking and I'm thinking, fee fan, I'm going to be late. And I don't want to send an SMS going, falort, thumb down, you know, bice, okay? I don't want to do that. So I'm starting to make this decision of like, okay, I'll give it 2 more minutes, okay? And amazingly, the person I'm meeting, Anna, would have been probably very cool with it, okay? But I'm thinking, nah, hey. So I wait and I wait and she pays again. She seems to be, it's like what it's like. It's like the slowest kind of, she's gone in to rob the shop, but then she's had like instant regrets and thinks, oh, I can't do this. So now she's making like 74 excuses. Okay. It's 50 shades of gray. That made no sense. But 50 Shades of Grey protest. She's grey. She's old. Till opens. The till on the left has opened. It's officially opened, okay? It's open with that. Nästa kassa. Nästa kassa. Right, you know, classic Swedish thing. Nästa kassa. No arm waving. Just sat down. Probably would have sat down and not said anything. That's happened to me as well. I've been, you know, nobody said a word. And the till's opened. So the counter's there. Now, I forgot to tell you, in between the old lady and me is a blonde guy, okay? Not that, that sounds like a bizarre porno. It's not, right? But between me and the old lady, there is a young blonde man standing there. As we go left, of course, he has to go before me. I've got no, you know. You know, I'm not gonna start World War III and cut off a Swede in a queue. You know, like herregud, okay, herregud. So what I decide is like I say to the guy, make that kind of, but get on with it, that kind of thing. You know, because I've been there. Behind the old lady, you know, my body movement, my body positioning is not good, okay? You know, if you're reading my body language, you're thinking, this guy, he only knows one language, and I bet he struggles learning the other one, which is ironically true in my life. So I follow the blonde boy across, okay? Now, he's paying for, I think, 7 or 8 cartons of milk, right? Because all the milkshakes and the milkshakes come down, all the boys in the milk, all the milkshake, but you know that song. So he's got all this milk, right? Now, he decides to pay. This is honestly.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is kind of a heartbreaking story for me, right? He decides to pay in some kind of voucher system. Fucking vouchers! 2016... and we're paying in vouchers. So now my focus is, oh, fee, fan. It's going to take ages. So I look across the old lady, but now there's two or three people behind the old lady. I've lost my place. You can't go out of the till. You know, you can't go Q1 and then Q2 and then come back to Q1. That is not allowed. So I wait there and I wait and I wait and I start doing this. Oh, I'll be fine. Come on. Making that noise, which even when I think back now, doesn't help anybody. Doesn't help me, doesn't help my heart, doesn't help the people around them, and especially, you know, the person who's kind of working there or the person in front of me. It's not a cool thing, you know. I'm losing literally 84 seconds of my life here, okay? Then, the voucher system seems to confuse the person behind the till. This is all happening. This might seem like a Hollywood movie, folks. It's my life we're talking about here. And this movie is longer than... it's like Lord of the Rings stretched out over 9 fucking hours, okay? It could have been just a short film. Literally, Hobbits, short. So I wait and I wait. The person behind the counter can't work out the voucher system. So then they press the button. Another person comes to my till. At this stage, people seem to be like running past the other till and paying. Okay? But I can't join that one because I'm next to go. Okay? I'm next up. But I can't join that one because it's like a relay. It's like an Olympic relay. It's like the end of a marathon. People are just running past, getting medals, you know, kissing their badges and stuff. And people all have shirts on. So then the supervisor arrives to look at the ways in which the milk has to be paid. Can it be paid by this voucher? Is what I think they're saying. Is what I think they're thinking. Then the supervisor says, ah, just do this. And she goes, beep, 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 dude. And it's through. But hang on. We've got some cash. And we want to ask for something. Now that's it. That's where I walk. You know? 2 minutes of my life. Important meeting. I can't be late. I don't want to be late. I don't like lateness. Okay? So I think that's it. I'm out. So like a kind of weird kind of hostage situation involving a monkey in a jungle, I put the bananas down, 2 bananas, and I go like that. I make that noise. I walk out. Okay? I walk out kind of quickly. Like, yes, I've done something a little bit wrong. I've just put the bananas down. I'm not going all the way back, you know, to the banana section. So I just put them down and I walk out. Go to the meeting. I'm on time. I have a brilliant meeting. Get on the tunnel banner. Life moves on. And that's the lesson, folks. Life moves on. But wait, there's more. That evening, around about 8 o'clock, I log into my Facebook. That's a lie because I'm always logged into my Facebook. I'm not one of those people that goes, I got rid of the app, I just have to log in because I was getting addicted. I'm always logged in, right? So I'm logged in and message pops up. Beep. Joel, his name is. Won't give you the surname. Joel. He says, hey Al, it's Joel here. Sorry man, I was the blonde guy in Ica today in front of you. Sorry if I held you up. It looked like you were getting a bit stressed about the queues. Sorry you didn't get to buy your bananas. But I was paying, I had to pay different ways. Oh my God. Can this be happening? So basically, I've stressed out. I've kind of forgotten about my stupid stress, right? And then someone's popped up and gone, fucking hell, your stress was bad, wasn't it? I was there, I was involved. So now, I write back to the guy and laugh it off. I'm like, ha ha ha, yeah, bananas. And he writes, yeah, well, you're a comedian, so I thought you were writing or doing something about Swedish queues. I felt a complete dick, and I still do. So, Joel, if you're listening, I apologise for Lord. And that has taught me a lesson. And since that Facebook, it's only happened on 3 occasions when I've lost my shit. Twice with my son running around nude. And the third one was when someone pushed me out of the way. Okay? On the road. It was up by Gotgarten. I don't know if you've been in Gotgarten in Stockholm. It's a road that doesn't know what it is. It's a road that doesn't know if it's traffic, cycling, or walking. So it becomes this almost live video game. How can you get hit by something? The amount of times I've just heard ding, 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 and then just jumped out the way into the arms, not into the arms, but into the eye of the wheel. The eye of the wheel. Dan, 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 dan. So, yeah, I felt a real dick. Can you imagine my pain there? Stressing out about nothing? What a dick. So, big apologies to everybody involved. I am working on my... I don't get aggressive. I just internally combust. Okay? I just go... like that. And then if someone says, what's wrong? You're like, nothing. Why? What's wrong? I just got a bit of a... I think a fly just... I got it. No problem. So I'm not very confrontational. But I learned a lesson. So Joel, for Lord. Ika, for Lord. Old lady, get some proper money. Don't stress me out. So talking of stress, no stress. Actually, no stress. I've got gigs this week. I've got some gigs, haven't I? I've got shows. Wednesday night, I'm in Malmo. Thursday night, Copenhagen. Or Copenham. Or Copenhagen. Thursday. Friday, I'm in Gothenburg. Okay? So, and then Saturday, Lordag. Right? It's the same day. I'm going up against Eurovision. All right? I've had enough. Justin Timberlake, cry me a river. You're gone, brother. You're gone. Apparently he's singing. Is he singing there? Big JT. The old... Trouser Snake, is he called? Is he called Trouser Snake? Is that because he's got a big pair of trousers that a snake wears? Or what's the deal? Did Brittany say something? What is the deal? What's going on there? Anyway, he's appearing. He's not at Nora Brun. But, and I won't be wearing a hat in his name. Although, I had a haircut today and it freaked me out a little bit. Because the guy, he had like a, it's really weird for me when I get a haircut because I have to show a photo. Okay, I have to show a photo of what kind of haircut I want. And really, I should just take a photo of the last haircut and then show that, you know. But I'm not that organized. So I just Google stuff like ridiculous people, you know, like Ryan Gosling or Brandon Flowers from The Killers or Conor McGregor, you know, the UFC guy who's got kind of a funky haircut, or Grace Jones, if I'm feeling very sexy. Anyway, didn't do that. Got up to the seat and I just said, sort of same haircut as you, mate. He goes, va? Like your haircut. What I didn't realise is the guy had quite a shaved head. So he goes, bah, perfect. He didn't touch, he hasn't touched the machine, he just made that noise. I said, can you cut my hair? He went, okay. No, he did, he just shaved all around this thing. And then I had to kind of, sort of had to hold him back a bit and say, hey, dude, you know, don't cut it too short. But, yeah, and then he didn't put the mirror behind my head, which I quite like. You know, that whole, is that good? But he took off enough for freak me out. Yeah, he took off enough for me to kind of go, oh, shit. But it's okay. It grows back, I'm told. Well, I think so anyway. I was thinking of someone who's bald, and then that was going to be the joke, but no, that's not funny. Yeah, so this week is Eurovision. I think it starts tonight, Tuesday. I think they have some kind of semi-finals for countries in Europe, starting with G, and then they have semi-finals for countries who lost, called G, who want to be G. So it's Greece and Germany, basically. And Greenland, is that in Europe? I don't know if they're in it. Yeah, so what happens is everybody gets a go. And then the night of the final, I think Saturday, they have something like, I think it's 600 performers, 600 songs. And they go through. It goes on for a week anyway. That's all I know. And then everybody comes together, which I think is a very weird slogan. Come together, don't misjudge it. So they're doing that with Justin Timberlake, Trouser Snake. But I'm going to be doing what I do. I'm going to be doing comedy. I want you to come to those comedy shows. So what I need you to do, if you want to come along, is go to alpitcher.com, and on the shows bit is all the shows, all the details, all the start times, all the addresses. I'm doing like kind of headline sets. Sets, I said, not sex. And I will have my shirt on. So do come along to that and don't hold back. Talking of holding, one of my favourite stories for a long time happened this week, where a woman in, an English woman who's like a, she runs some kind of lingerie brand in England. I don't know who she is. Anyway, she was awarded flowers by a kind of small person who she thought was a child, right? Very small person. And she handed the flowers. And she was so overcome by the gift. It was in Malaysia or something. So overcome that she said, oh, come on, let's have a photo with what she thought was a child, okay? So she said, come here, young boy, you know, little boy. He's in a smart suit and everything. Picks him up, right? And then there's screams of like, oi, that's my husband. Let's put my husband down. Turns out it was a 46-year-old businessman who just was small. And she thought it was a child. Life doesn't get better than that. Unless you're moaning and complaining in a queue waiting for your bananas. This has been a fun podcast. I think there's been so much funny shit. And I hope you come back for episode 39, because that will be next week. If you've got any questions, anything at all, if you need some advice about sunburn, if you want some fashion tips, or if you just want to see, hey, are you really this cool, man? Are you such a cool guy that I can write to you? Yes, I am. I will hear from you soon. You have a brilliant, brilliant week. Take care and remember that you're very, very important in this world. We need people like you. So have a good one. Taksimikit. See you at a show. Keep warm. Keep dry. Keep the Eurovision alive. And I'll pick the winner. The winner will be Cyprus. Cyprus. I said this on Tuesday. It's not even near Saturday. Cyprus.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.